Well, let's ask Zach Tui, who's heard us have the little prelude to the interview with him, what he took away from it yesterday. Three in a row, Zach. Thanks for joining us on the pre-game here this afternoon. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's Andy Maher here. What do you take away from it, Zach? You've heard the boys sort of kick it around. The work that you've been doing together and standing up a couple of times under pressure in recent weeks, how big a positive is that for the group to take away after, you know, your third straight win of the season?
Yeah, I think you touched on a few pretty accurate points. It does take a few weeks to really nail down, you know, a new system. You can train it all you like in pre-season, but actually executing under pressure is different. So to finally get that reward for effort, we showed glimpses early in the year and we started stringing some pretty consistent kind of quarters together. So, to hold up under pressure, which we've done over the last few weeks, is, you know, it's going to give us a lot of confidence going forward.
Zach, just looking at the side, you seem more methodical. You seem to know what you need to do. I'm not discrediting what happened the last couple of years, but Do you feel as though, as a playing group, you now know and understand what you're being taught a lot clearer and more decisive than what you ever have?
Yeah, look, we had an incredibly kind of thorough pre-season, and there's real clarity and understanding amongst the playing group what's expected in any given situation, and we have a very kind of clear structure in place as to how we'd like to defend and how we'd like to move the ball. So I think just that kind of, you know, clear understanding of how we want to play is really giving the boys confidence and, you know, the belief that we can execute it.
Zach, just following up Andy's point before about needing to see some reward, Brendan Bolton in the post-game press conference, not for the first time this year, laboured the point about, you know, win-loss. He didn't say it doesn't interest us, but he made the clear point it's sort of secondary to improvement and all these little trademarks you guys want to establish. And we're a bit cynical in this game. We tend to think, oh, yeah, pull the other one. But, I mean, like, to what extent is that true? I mean, I guess I find it hard to believe that, you know, if you guys lose, you're still going to be smiling, going, oh, well, you know, this KPI was good and that KPI was good. Mm. To what extent is the reality sort of matching up with what Brendan said?
Yeah, look, it is. Obviously, you're never going to be happy with a loss, but it is more about the process right now for us. And look, obviously, we're really happy to have strung some wins together, but coming from where we've come from, it's more important that we kind of make the scoreboard irrelevant and continue to play the way we want to play, kind of whether or not the game up to that point has gone the way we want it to go. So, yeah, look, as a playing group, you're right, you do get an awful lot of confidence from wins, but had we not gotten the last couple of wins, we wouldn't believe any less in the system we're playing or, you know, the path we're on. So, it's not something we kind of focus on during the game. It's more just what we're actually doing and making sure we're on all on the same page.
Can you just give us a practical example of one of those indicators that go beyond the scoreboard? Like, what's an example of something that is really being laboured there and you're seeing evidence of the improvement in that particular area?
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of different focuses. And obviously, if a team or a player just beats you in any given situation, that's all right, as long as we're set up the way we want to be. If you just get outplayed on the day, you can kind of wear that. It's when your structures kind of fall away and players aren't where they should be, and that's the reason for loss. I think that's much more frustrating. And also we try to celebrate kind of guys doing the work off the ball, and so it's great to see guys kick goals from, you know, the boundary and get on the end of a few moves, but generally those goals are caused by somebody doing work elsewhere. So that's kind of been the focus.
Zach, I think it's clear that the team has started to take on the personality of their coach. He was very happy-go-lucky at Hawthorn for a brief 5 weeks. Seems to have a real serious edge now, and I don't know whether that's a concerted effort or just the fact that he's now, it ends with him, starts and ends with him.
He's a teacher, Scotty. He makes you go and sit in the corner when you stuff up, doesn't he, Zach?
Right.
Well,
can you tell us about the coach and what he values most? If you were to describe him and what you want to do to please him, what is that?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's really those minor details. And it's the same on and off the field. He's a big believer in building relationships right throughout the club and encourages the players to kind of mingle with some of the staff upstairs that perhaps we wouldn't otherwise kind of mix with. So he's kind of built a really strong whole of club kind of culture, and he really values that kind of stuff, and I think we're starting to see the result of that now on field.
Now, do you think, Zach, that was as a result of a real weakness previously, or just his values?
No, I don't think so. And sometimes that's the issue when you try and kind of highlight a strong point of a new coach or a new kind of system, as people automatically assume it was a weakness in the previous regime. But yeah, it is just something he values, and he's driven even harder than it's ever been driven before. So yeah, it's just one of his values.
They could be intangible things too, can't they? I mean, sometimes you might not even sort of know that these things are happening until they're bedded down and you're going, oh yeah, well,
that makes
you know,
a difference.
Perhaps we could have done that better previously. It's not necessarily a complete slight on what happened before.
Yeah, exactly. And pretty much every coach in the comp would have something they would do slightly different to every other coach. So to say Bowles is doing, you know, X really well doesn't mean it hasn't been done really well in the past. It's just something he might value a bit more than another coach might. So, yeah, we've really enjoyed having him so far. He's really changed the place, and we're really excited.
Zach, Andy Maher thinks you can win five on the trot. You got Port Adelaide. You got Port Adelaide up next.
Don't listen to him, Zach.
So he's already penciled Port Adelaide in at Etihad Stadium, and then he said Kangaroos are our bunnies.
we got loss for the year.
We got them at Saturday night. How far ahead do you look? How confident are you going in, or do you only look at the next week?
I'll turn it up, Ox.
Well, maybe if we're coming off the back of back-to-back flags, you might look a bit further ahead. I'm not sure if you watched the plan.
No, he didn't actually, Zach.
He gave up.
We need to ask you, Zach, about the socks being pulled up thing. Not many people have been aware of this, but in the last couple of weeks, and I don't know whether it's the Kieran Byrne influence, but Byrne's coming to the side. He can obviously play the Irish connection. He's pulled the socks up, and suddenly you've got your socks up.
Yeah, he's been in my ear massively, and he's been going incredibly well, so I figured, well, if it's working for him, then I'd pull him up and then pull him down for next quarter and then pull him up. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but he's kind of it's kind of his thing that I've just latched onto. So it's nice to have that little Irish connection.
He can play. I mean, it's you've obviously made your impact, and we've seen Sheehan, you know, until injury got hold of him, he made a really positive start to his AFL career, and hopefully he gets a chance to continue it sooner or later. But we like what we saw. A lot of Carlton people like what they see in Kieran Byrne. How big's the upside in him, Zach?
Yeah, there's loads of upside. Look, he's got electric pace. He's really good skills. Super kind of super keen to learn, which is something that's not to be underestimated either. And he works incredibly hard. He's got a really big he's got a really big tank, and He's as honest a player as you're going to see. So he's still just learning. He's got a lot of work to do, there's no question. But I tell you what, he's off to a pretty impressive start.
How would you assess his natural skills, say, compared to yours when you first came into it?
Nah, nowhere near as good.
Geez, how'd you like that for a Dorothy Dixon?
Nah, he's incredibly skillful. But, he's an awful lot of upside. Carlton supporters should be really excited about him.
Hey, Zach, and this isn't supposed to be facetious or silly, but a player like Levi Casbolt, who battles with his skills, have you spoken to him about your introduction to kicking and maybe stripping a fair bit back for Levi and going back to the basics to get his technique right?
Oh, no, look, I kind of feel for Levi. He works incredibly hard. He certainly works on his skills more than any other player in the team, and I guess it stands out a bit because he puts himself in really good situations and gives himself really good opportunity to kick a lot of goals. And look, yesterday we saw him do what he does in terms of marking. He's been doing that for a long time. And I think once he starts kind of putting, you know, 2 and 3 goal games together, you'll see a different Levi. So, look, he works really hard, and I certainly don't get in his ear about anything I do. I'm not sure if you saw my set shot yesterday. I wasn't giving advice to anybody.
But, you're entitled to one bad one.
He works incredibly hard on it, and there's no doubt you're going to see improvements. He would have got a lot of confidence from yesterday's game.
Well, particularly that clutch moment. I mean, that was probably the defining moment of the game. Do you think that on its own could be enough to sort of banish the kicking demons of the previous few weeks?
Yeah, well, look, like I said, Levi, he's mentally really strong. He's got a really strong kind of personality. He's put up with a lot of criticism for a large part of his career. And It's funny, as soon as you kind of mark that, from that range, I'd back Levi in. 9 times out of 10, he's almost more comfortable from that kind of distance. So, yeah, he'll get a lot of confidence. But he didn't do anything yesterday that he didn't already know he could do and that we didn't know he could do, so...
Mate, appreciate you joining us on the show. Well played, three in a row gives Carlton fans and more, far more importantly, you know, you guys who are on at the coalface inside the joint, some real reason to believe that you're turning the corner and you're on the right track. You keep your socks up and tell Murphy to keep the helmet on until anything changes, okay, if you wouldn't mind?
Will do, no worries.
Good on you, Zach Toohey.